Everyone, good evening and welcome once again to my podcast. This is Olivier Sese and today I'm going to be talking about relationships and their transactional nature. So I firmly believe that all relationships are transactional. And I'm making this podcast to make you also realize that this relationships are transactional one, and also to speak to women especially who have not been aware of this fact. Women need to wake up to the fact that all relationships are transactional and begin to act that way. So what is a transaction? A transaction is basically an exchange between people. Transaction is an exchange between people. And when we talk about relationships are very diverse. We have relationship with our deity, you know, and we also have relationships with our family. We have relationships with our friends. And then there's the intimate relationships. You know, the ones we have with our lovers, our partners, those sort of relationships. Now, why am I talking about the transactional nature of relationship? I'm talking about this because a lot of people like to deny the fact that relationships are transactional, or they just don't see it. There's an exchange in every relationship. For example, your relationship with your deity. I'm a Christian and we believe that Jesus died for our sins, right? That's something that Jesus has given to us. There's a price. Now, in order to enjoy salvation, you have to what? Give your life to Christ. You have to believe. That's something you're also giving back. It's an exchange. I believe and what? I'm free. This is why, you know, most recently, men have been saying, what do women bring to the table? What do women bring to the table? And I always find that statement funny because men and women have been coming together to procreate, to create a family. And suddenly, men are asking, what do women bring to the table? I think the reverse should be the case. Women need to start asking, what do men bring to the table? And I'm especially addressing this podcast to girls who want something from a man, but he wants something different. And they try to compromise, or they are not even seeing that he wants something different. Right? So, I was watching a movie. And in this movie, obviously, this guy didn't want to be with this lady publicly. It was very obvious to me, but it wasn't obvious to her because she's naive, you know. But I could see that he didn't want to be with her publicly. He wanted to be with her on his own terms. And eventually, she found that he had gotten engaged to someone else, and she was heartbroken. Now, it got me thinking, a lot of times, what do women want from a relationship? Or what does anybody want from a relationship? People want different things from a relationship. But now I'm specifically talking about women who want love. Women who want love from a relationship. We're constantly exchanging a lot of things in relationship. I want love, you want love. We're good and fine. I want money, you want love. There has to be a compromise or we both go our ways. I want sex, you want love. There has to be a compromise or we both go our ways. If two parties want the same thing from a relationship, they can coexist. That relationship can work. But if both parties want different things from a relationship, they either negotiate or they go their way. One thing that I have noticed in life is this, and this is where this podcast is heading to. Men never compromise on what they want from a relationship, whereas a woman would compromise and get lost. She would not just compromise, she would eventually then begin to settle for what the man wants, forgetting her own desires, her own goals. A man likes you. You like him too, but you want him to be your partner. You want this man to be your partner. You want him to be your boyfriend. So what you want is emotions. You want love. But this man does not want none of that. He wants sex. But men would always come in the guise of, oh, I want friendship. What do you mean by you want friendship, bro? You want friendship? Okay, we can hang out. We can go out and we say goodbyes. But if you say you want friendship, why are you torturing me? Why are you trying to kiss me? Why? That's not what friends do. I don't fuck my friends. I've clearly told you that I want a relationship. You said you want something else. Now, if a man, that's why when a man asks you out, a man asks you, would you be my girlfriend? And you say no, he would leave you alone. He would block you everywhere. And you're going to be like, why are men like this? Because I said I don't want to be your girlfriend, you're not my enemy. They don't compromise. But women, a woman wants you to be in a relationship with her. And you say, oh no, I just want sex. A woman's brain would tell her, most women, they would say, oh, you know what? Okay, I can be having sex with him and then I'll convince him. And then, you know, from there we can be in a relationship. This is not a Harlequin novel, honey. This is not a movie. This is real life. What's going to happen is you guys will become fuck buddies, sex buddies. That's all. And that's why you say, oh, after all I done for him, he went and got engaged to someone else. You were alone in the relationship in your head. To him, you guys were just friends. To him, that's what it was. You guys were just friends. That's why a man will say, I'm not ready to be in a relationship. And then the next thing you see him on Twitter, he's posting, my view, have you. And you're like, what is going on here? He's not ready to be in a relationship with you. He doesn't want to be in a relationship with you. More women need to be firm in their decision. You have to first of all understand that all relationships are transactional. Now you're saying, I want a relationship. He's saying, no, what I'm offering to you is sex. You don't like what he's offering, then leave the table. Because that's what he's offering you. He's not offering you commitment. You want commitment. You want love. He's not offering you those things. He's saying, here's all I have. Silver and gold I have not. What I have, I give to you. That's it. And he's offering you sex. So now you decide, is this what I want or not? A man would never compromise on what he wants. The majority of men, of course, there are exceptions to every rule. But the majority of women, we are going to say, oh, you know what? That's not how to negotiate. You're negotiating wrongly. Go away. Leave the conversation. It doesn't serve you because that's not what you want. Because if you then go ahead and say, okay, I accept the sex, what's going to happen is that eventually you're going to end up being bitter. Because trust me, when that man meets a woman that he wants to offer commitment to, he wants to offer love to, he's going to give her those things. While being in a relationship with you, while fucking you, he's going to find someone else that he likes and give her those things. So why put yourself in that position in the first place? More women need to learn how to say no this is not what I want, so no. For example, and this is always very funny to me with married men. A married man comes to you and say, oh, I want to be your friend. You know, men, when men say, I want to be your friend, they're talking about sex, honey. That's the thing I've noticed. I want to have sex with you. And you say, okay, let's be friends. You've agreed to be in that situation. Now, a married man cannot offer you the security of marriage because he's already married. He cannot offer you commitment. He's committed to someone else. He has a whole family. Except you want to be a second wife, or you want to be a side chick forever. You want to just be the second woman. You can negotiate and say, okay, you want that, I want this. How's it going to be? The problem is this. Whenever women make demands for what they want, they're called prostitutes, sluts, a shower. Those terms are used on women who then say, you want this from me, I want that from you. You want a warm, you want me to be warm in your sheet, I want my belly warm. I want my bank account full. And you're the slut now. Because you're negotiating. But isn't it funny that he'll tell you who her, especially the ones that are in River State, see River State men, he'll tell you who her. I'm married. I'm not gonna leave my wife for you. No, I'm not gonna do that. Okay. You can give me that. How about you give me this? You also can give me that. So what then are you bringing to the table? What then are you bringing to the table? More women need to be asking men the same questions they're asking you. What are you bringing to the table? I say, oh, women other than Yash, what are you bringing to the table? Men other than penis, what are you bringing to the table? Are you bringing love to the table? Are you bringing commitment to the table? Are you bringing security to the table? What are you bringing to the table other than your penis? Let's have a conversation about it. So now I'm telling you, all relationships are transactional. The earlier you know this, the better for you. All relationships are transactional. What is the person bringing to the table? Do you like what they are offering you? If you don't like what they are offering you, can you negotiate for a better deal? Or if they are not compromising and allowing that negotiation for a better deal, walk away. If you didn't take anything from this podcast, take this. Listen to this now. I repeat myself. All relationships are transactional. What is the other person bringing to the table? Is it what you want? What the person is offering you? Is it acceptable? Can they offer something better? Can they offer something else? And if they are not offering something else, please walk away. I'm talking to women. Because men will walk away. They will never send you a message again. They will block you. More women need to start doing that. A man comes to you and say, hey, I want to be your friend. And then now he's bringing sex into the mix. Okay, no, that's not what I bargained for. Okay? That's not what I bargained for. Because I'm not just having random sex with random people. For me to have sex with you, I need to be in a committed relationship with you. That's what you want. If you can offer me that, that's the door. If, for example, you want just sex from a man, and a man is saying, no, I want us to be more. And you don't want more. You don't want what he's offering. Walk out. Don't compromise. Because you are putting yourself in a situation that might be tricky for you. You're like, oh, let me just have sex with him and leave him. No. He's going to become possessive. He's going to start showing up at your workplace, at your home. Boundaries will be messed up. So please, make things clear to each party. If you're looking for love, offer love on the table. Let the other person also offer. What are they bringing? Is it love? Is this what you're bringing also? Okay, we both want the same thing. Great. If you're looking for a beautiful, you're looking for a trophy wife. If you're looking for a trophy wife, a trophy girlfriend. Okay, you're looking for a trophy girlfriend, a trophy wife. I'm looking for my bank account to be full. Can you do that? Okay. Relationships are transactional. The earlier you all know this, the earlier we can all stop deceiving ourselves. All relationships are transactional. How are they helping your life? How are they making your life better? How are they helping you achieve your goals? If your goal is just sex right now, good. If your goal is marriage, please don't let anyone make you feel ashamed. Like, oh no, let's just go with the flow. Don't go with the flow with anybody. You, they already know what they want. And that flow, it is you that is turning, doing roundabout. It is you that is turning about. Turning. They are not flowing. They are standing still. You are the one flowing. You are the one that is flowing. They are standing still. Whereas you are going with the flow. And that flow will wash you away. Pew! It will wash you away. Whereas he's standing still until he finds the person that he wants to offer commitment. So please, don't let anybody use you. Don't let anybody deceive you. Always lay out and analyze, what is this person bringing to the table? Is this something that I can take? Is this something that I can stomach? Is this offer good enough for me? If it's not, walk away. Please, for your own good, walk away. If the offer is not something that you can stomach or something that you can walk with. I'm talking to all women. Women who want money. Women who want love. Women who want commitment. Women who just want a one-night stand. Analyze what the other party is bringing to the table. Is it good enough for you or not? Is it acceptable? If it is, accept the offer. If it isn't and they cannot compromise and there is no place for negotiation, then leave. Thank you all so much for listening to my podcast once again. Until next time, I'll be here. If you have any questions or you want to talk about this further, you can find me on Twitter at Olivia Suse, on Instagram at Olivia Suse, or you can send me an email, oliviasuse@gmail.com. Please follow my Spotify so that you'll always be notified, and turn on the notification so that you'll always be notified when I drop a new podcast. I love you all so much, and I hope that this week you'll be negotiating better in all your relationships. I love you all so much. Have an amazing day ahead. Bye.